Speaking shortly after taking the oath of office Wednesday evening, Cabinet Affairs Minister Khalid Omar said the appointment of the new cabinet was born out of the Juba Peace Agreement, which calls for wider political representation in the country. Omar described the new cabinet as the first diverse Sudanese political representation, saying it shows the unique diversity of the Sudanese people. He says this diversity is based on the consensus among different political parties and all other groups who believe the interest of the Sudanese citizens is the first priority. Omar says the new cabinet will work to complete political and economic reforms started by previous members of the transitional government and will focus on the economic recovery.
The Sudanese people have suffered for so long from poverty in a country rich with natural resources. Over the past 18 months, the transitional government has begun some structural steps towards recovering our national economy. It is true that these efforts have not yet been realized, but we are here to continue working on that and still consider it as one of our top priorities in the coming period.
Sudanese Prime Minister Abdalla Hamdok announced his cabinet reshuffle Tuesday evening. He appointed 25 ministers, including 7 officials from the Sudanese Revolutionary Front, a coalition of armed groups which signed a peace deal with the government in October last year. Former Darfur rebel group leader Jibril Ibrahim of the Justice and Equality Movement is the new finance minister. 4 women are ministers. Omar says the transitional government will continue to engage the holdout groups in peace negotiations with the goal of achieving lasting peace and restoring security and stability across Sudan. He says Sudan cannot progress and develop a true democracy unless structural programs are fully implemented.
The aim of this transitional government is to prepare for a free and fair election at the end of this period. This transitional government is committed to see to it that different commissions are formed and enact electoral laws and engage in the constitutional making process and the constitutional conference.
Besides security sector reforms, Omar says the new government will ensure transitional justice is achieved, noting that thousands of Sudanese families are still waiting to see justice for their loved ones who were killed and injured during the revolution.
We will continue the struggle of our revolution until all its objectives are fully achieved. We will not hide anything from our citizens. We will be clear about things that we are able to do or not. The government shall maintain the highest criteria of transparency and engagement with the Sudanese people.
Isra Daoud, a resident of Halfaya neighborhood in Khartoum North, welcomes the new cabinet but says the transitional government is still incomplete. Speaking via messaging app, Daoud said there is an urgent need to form the Legislative Council which can hold the executive accountable for their deeds. Daoud said the Legislative Council is regarded as the driving force for any transitional government. It will represent all sort of Sudanese lives. 300 seats shall be divided in accordance to the geographical constituency, which will represent different social, political, and religious opinions, Daoud said. Last week, the head of Sudan's Sovereign Council, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, appointed 3 additional members from the Sudanese Revolutionary Front to the council, bringing the total number of council members to 14. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.